Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredithine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm quite well. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Speaking of great, great news is you just told me you've got a new class that you're going to be offering.
Yes, we're very excited to be able to offer a new program. It is called A Matter of Balance. And it is a program that really is to help folks manage their risk of falling and, in addition to that, increase activity levels. Statistics about fall prevention are huge. If folks don't learn about them, they can be quite eye-opening. What we find is that every 11 seconds, an older adult is treated in the emergency room for a fall. And that translates more than one out of four Americans age 65 and older having at least one fall per year. Fall prevention is super important because falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries among older adults, and it goes just beyond the injuries in terms of how falls can impact our lives as a whole. For example, the cost of treating injuries caused by falls is projected to increased to over $100 billion in the United States by the year 2020. So not only is there the physical ramifications of the injuries related to the falling and the rehabilitation, but having a serious fall can also significantly impact someone's financial stability as well. So focusing on fall prevention is something that we want to do to be able to increase our efforts in fall prevention. We have two staff members who are now trained to teach a program that's called A Matter of Balance. And this is a program that helps to emphasize ways that we can reduce falling. So it's a two-part program. Part of the program talks about things that we can do around our home to prevent falls in the first place. So going through a fall checklist. It's things that we might think about. Do we have cords going across the floor that we can trip on? Do we have furniture in the way, especially lower tables, that we might not see, like an end table or a coffee table, and accidentally hit it and trip ourselves? Do we have rugs that are in the room that we might catch our toe on? Handles on our stairs going up and down, good lighting. So part of the program talks about how we can reduce our risk of falling in the home. And then the other part talks about the physical fitness aspect of it. So folks who come to the class are going to learn to view falls as controllable. Many times we think, oh, I'm just a klutz, or it's an inevitable thing that goes along with aging, but it's not. Many falls are preventable. So also in the program, we have individuals set goals for increasing activity. So learning just basic balance and strengthening exercises in the classes, as well as putting ourselves on a path where we're adding in that balance and those physical exercises as part of our normal lifestyle. So when we teach a class, what we want to do is equip people with the skills that they can then take and continue to use to make their lives healthier lives. The program is an 8-week program, and we are partnering with Miami County Medical Center to do our 8-week series. It's going to begin on August 16th and continue through October 4th. It's going to be held every Wednesday from 9:30 to 11:30 in the morning, and it's going to be held at our K-State Research and Extension office in Paola. This is a free program that's provided to the public. You get materials to take home to reduce your risks of falling at homing, as well as information to have that reinforces the exercises and the balancing activities that we do in the class. Who should attend? I get asked all the time. Well, anybody who is concerned about falling, or anyone who's interested in improving balance, improving flexibility, and improving strength. You don't have to be someone who has been the victim of a fall. Anybody who wants to prevent falls or just wants to get stronger is encouraged to attend. The other thing that we think of when we're looking at fall prevention is if we have been one of those individuals who's had a fall, and I will tell you I am one of those individuals, when that happens, sometimes we have a tendency to really restrict what we're doing, to to the point where it may affect our overall quality of life. So if I have a fall that's a really serious fall that's caused some serious injuries to myself, then I may restrict what I'm doing. So I may be fearful of going out of my home, or I may be fearful of going out and doing things that I used to do, being active and walking with friends, for example, because I've done something like myself did where I caught my toe on a rough sidewalk and I literally fell straight to the ground before I knew what was happening. So having us look at falls as preventable and getting those strengthening exercises and balance exercises makes us a whole lot less likely to restrict our quality of life by not doing things that we enjoy. So I really encourage folks to come out. Again, the classes are August 16th through October 4th. That's Wednesday mornings, 9:30 to 11:30 at the Extension office in Paola. Folks can call us to register for the class. That number is 913-294-4306. And there's also more information on our website at meredithzine.kstate.edu. But it's a great program. We're excited to offer it. We appreciate the partnership with Olathe Medical Center and look forward to having people come out.
That sounds like a wonderful program. And addressing all the different sides, there's the physical aspect, there's your environment and everything else. A lot of good information, it sounds like you're going to have.
Yeah, it's a very good comprehensive class. It's something that we've wanted to be able to offer for quite a while now. We just honestly had to wait for the training to come around so we could get trained.
Well, it's here, and hopefully a lot of people will take advantage of that, especially you said it's a free class?
Exactly.
Fantastic. Now, with all of the neat classes that you have and offer and really want people to get involved in, they can go to your website, they can find the details. Do you have a mailing list that people can sign up for?
We don't have a mailing list as much as we have an email list.
Okay, yeah.
We have information on our email loop. We also post a lot of class information and information about other things that are happening through our offices on our social media pages, especially on Facebook. So we always do some announcing of programs there. And then we also like to reach out on the community Facebooks as well to be able to let folks know outside of our K-State Research and Extension world some of the things that are happening in the community. So we try our best to reach out to folks in a variety of ways to hopefully get that information out to as many people as possible.
And of course, you've always got us here at KOFO helping to spread the word as well.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for letting us know, and hopefully there will be a good turnout. We want to hear a little bit of an update as well when that comes by.
Sounds great.
Okay, thank you very much, and try to stay cool, okay?
Wonderful. You try to do the same.
I'm going
to
do my best. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Amanda Grollo.